Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Wednesday to you. Welcome back to Morning Tea with Jeffrey. One reason to set up a feedback loop with your stakeholders, each and every stakeholder, is to have their feedback because it changes. Let me state that in a different way. No matter what you do in IT, you have multiple stakeholders, each one with different needs. We get that. But each one of their needs will change at different intervals, different timing, and in different ways. And unless you establish regular touch points with each stakeholder, you will never know. Consider how much your needs have changed over the last few months as a consumer, at your house. Now consider how much the needs of each stakeholder, because they're all interrelated. You pull one thread and it unloosens others. So these interrelated threads of stakeholder needs change, and there's an offset and a recalibration here and an adjustment there. And we need to be able to have these regular check-ins so we know where they're going. So these stakeholder needs changing may not be, hey, we need the change in ERP systems. It may be our desired outcomes for the current ERP system has changed. We have different regulatory needs now, or compliance, or maybe us working from home all the time has changed how we do business with our ERP system. Think about the data needs and how much those have changed since everybody's working from home. Let me give you an example. Recently, I was at the doctor's office, and I don't know how it is elsewhere, but in the U.S., if you're a new patient, they give you a stack of paperwork to fill out. Name, address, health history, even my social security number, what medications I'm taking, all of that. And let's say I fill that out for each type of doctor. But then I go to one doctor and they find something. And so they put me on a medication. Makes sense, right? But I don't tell the other doctors, because why should I? I'm not scheduled to go to them for another year. Couldn't that impact how I get treated by those other doctors, even though they don't know my change in status in one area of my healthcare? The answer is yes. And the same is the way our consumers of IT services and all of our stakeholders, whether finance or security or risk or compliance, their needs change too. Think about it as a moving target for each stakeholder that you will never see or understand unless you meet with each of them regularly. And when I say meet, I don't mean like reviewing the metrics. That's fine. I mean, let's take a step further. Hey, here's where we've been. I would like some feedback how we're doing. I'd also like to understand, Mr. Stakeholder, Miss Stakeholder, what are your plans? What outcomes are you looking to achieve that we can provide? We can deliver, we can co-create. Now let's talk about how we can do it together. Because that service relationship of provider and consumer, today more than ever, needs us to be working together. Something to think about. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us this Wednesday. I hope it's an awesome Wednesday for you. And please let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. Have an awesome Wednesday. Bye.